Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and thank you for listening to the Zerny Show. As always, we want to hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, today again we have the honor of having the great, and I call him the great and all-knowing, but actually we actually have the privilege of having a very great man that's not only concerned about those around him, but also concerned about all of you out there. And that's why he's sharing the information that he's sharing with you today and every Tuesday when we actually do the show. And that gentleman is Mr. Tony Lewis. Mr. Tony Lewis is the owner of Designer Fitness and Health Center, and that is in the Northern Virginia area. He's actually in the Haymarket area. And this guy runs a phenomenal program and is a phenomenal person. And when anyway, with no further ado, I would like to go ahead and bring Tony on. So, again, without any other further ado, Tony, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. What about yourself?
Still not as good as you, but there's still hope and prayer. And I know I got you praying for me, too, so I'm moving up.
I hear you, man. Hey, you know, we do the best we can with what we got, bro.
I hear you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today Tony's going to do a show again to give us some of the knowledge on some of the things that we've been basically misinformed about, things that we thought we knew something about but we really didn't. But now that we have someone that is not only passionate but enthusiastic about sharing that information with us, he's going to dispel some of those myths that a lot of us have been taking in. And today, the myth that he's going to dispel for us and give us a lot of good information on is fluoride. And with no further ado, Tony, go ahead, take it away.
Hey, man, again, thank you for having me on. Again, I count it a pleasure and a privilege just to be here every Tuesday night. And again, just to inform people a little bit about, you know, what we should know. And certainly we don't know everything, but we strive to know as much as we can. But, you know, like you said, fluoride is one of those things that I think we've been kind of misled about. I often get clients to ask about, should it be in the water? You know, is it safe for my kids? And I myself, when I go to the dentist, I literally had to switch dentist about 3 years ago because my dentist and I guess we didn't see eye to eye on this, you know, after doing a cleaning, we didn't see eye to eye on whether they should use fluoride at the end of that cleaning. And I actually had not had it done in a while now. So I just want to give you a little information about it tonight. Hopefully your listeners will take it and receive it with nothing but love, and but also do their own research, because, you know, I also had to research myself. One of the things I do want to do tonight is I want to give you where I got most of my information that I'm going to talk about tonight. If I can, I want to give this as a book by Michael Barbie called Politically Incorrect Nutrition. Politically Incorrect Nutrition, by and the author is Michael Barbie, B-A-R-B-E-E, and he does a great job on what he's talking about. Hopefully, we can actually get him in touch with him too, and maybe he can help us with some of the information that we're about to talk about too.
Outstanding. When was his book written?
This book was actually written, let me see, probably, well, I know I've had it for a couple of years here, but I think this was written back in 1995, I believe.
Okay.
It could have been more recent than that, but, you know, it's a dynamic book, and it's something that I kind of have clients to read and go back and look at as often as they can, because, like I said, you know, actually it was written back in 2004, is the copyright date. And I have clients to go back and look at these things because sometimes we get information and people think there's a hidden agenda behind why we're doing it. You know, no, I am not a toothpaste salesman, and I don't. I just want people to be healthy, and if I can just, you know, give somebody a little bit of what I've learned over the years, it may help somebody because there's a lot of issues with the fluoride that we're not aware of.
Okay, and ladies and gentlemen, I can guarantee you that Mr. Lewis is not a toothpaste salesman. All right, he is definitely a fitness enthusiast, a fitness guru, and a man of God. Anyway, go ahead, Tony.
Amen. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the propagandas, and I think that we have been led to believe over the years that fluoride prevents tooth decay, and you know, it's harmless addition found in toothpaste and rinsing, and sometimes even in our water. You know, that's what we've been led to believe. But here's this in reality, and again, I'm looking at Barbara's book here. Fluoride is a toxic poison that has been banned. Test this now. It's been banned in 13 different countries. In 13 different countries. It can also collect in your bones. It can collect in your teeth, cause your teeth and bones to actually become brittle. Now, most of the time we go to the dentist and we think that the fluoride is something that we are actually going to get to protect our teeth from decay. And according to this book, and many others, it could be causing some type of problem. Now, I have not had any fluoride in probably about 5 to 6 years, maybe. And praise God and thank God I don't have any cavities. And I'll tell you something else that I've also done, and I hope your listeners get this. I've also had mercury fillings removed as well, because I know that can be very toxic as well. So, you know, just a little food for thought and something you can think of. I just find it amazing that 13 countries have banned and made this illegal. And, you know, here we're still a little bit behind the eight ball, and we're the most powerful country in the world, and we seem to not have a problem with it.
Again, it's that lack of information and it's that lack of education. Unfortunately, as you know, very few people read. I mean, I did a show not too long ago, and basically the poll was something like 84% of people that graduate from high school will never pick up and complete a book ever again in their life. And then for college students, I think it was like 78% will never pick up a book and read it from beginning to end from the rest of their life after college. And then another really frightening statistic, and something that is important for you, for people that are looking at fitness, is that, you know, as in a fitness professional, is that 95% of Americans will not spend a dime on any type of continuing education to better themselves or to make themselves better. And I take it a fitness program and things like that would fall underneath that area. But anyway, go ahead, continue, please.
Sure. I mean, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, you know, in my industry a lot, and I just had a new client that started, and I've had hundreds over the years, but I had a new client that started last week who has a hypothyroid condition. I strongly believe that some of your joint pain, your increase in cholesterol levels, depression, fatigue, weight gain are some of the symptoms that could be arising from what we put in our body as far as fluoride, things like that. Not just eating unhealthy food. I mean, we all know we shouldn't go to Burger King or McDonald's or whatever. You know, that's of the obvious. Matter of fact, Jameer, young guy you know who posted up on my Facebook, just put a interesting article on our Facebook, which is Designer Fitness in Gainesville, Virginia. If any of your listeners are on Facebook, we just posted something about in the amount of time it takes one guy to eat a Big Mac, how many, there's 20 different things that you could actually, that could cause a problem from eating fast foods. And again, we know that. However, fluoride, we think we're doing the right thing, we're brushing our teeth. but it's a toxin that could, it's one of the most highly toxic chemicals there is. And, you know, somebody has to say it, somebody has to come tell people, but if you may not lose weight, you can't figure out why you can't lose weight, you're not eating fast foods, but you can't lose weight, maybe it's the fluoride. Maybe it's the fluoride is causing the thyroid issue. So preventive medicine, preventive diseases is always going to be something that we take a look at. And if you already have it, then let's see what the root cause may be. Without taking, like we talk about all the time, without popping a pill for this or a pill for that.
Wow, that's amazing. To the fact, again, that, you know, like you said, a lot of people don't know, and unfortunately, nobody's sharing this information with them, and they're also not going out to get it. You know, we live in a world where everybody's busy. You know, in my mm-hmm. business, as I go around, I talk to people and I ask them, I say, you know, are you busy doing something that's actually making you money or helping you better, or are you busy being broke? And most people are busy being broke, and they're not going to leave a legacy, nor are they going to be around to actually enjoy that legacy that they supposedly are trying to build.
Right. I mean, my spiritual leader, you may mention earlier that I'm also a man of God as well, but and I have a spiritual leader, and one of the things he always says to us, Facebook should be used for ministry or making money. And I mean, I really don't have a lot of time for Facebook. I'm not against Facebook. I do believe I have a Facebook, but if you had time to do that all day, you could be helping somebody. I research a lot of stuff, and I post, you know, 4 or 5, maybe sometimes up to 10 different things a day. I urge your listeners to go to that Designer Fitness and Wellness Center in Gainesville, Virginia, and like our page, because it's amazing to me how many people give me feedback and that they just really didn't know about something that we talked about. And again, fluoride is just one of those things. But listen to this. Check this out. 90% of all the fluoride that's added to the water is extremely toxic waste. I mean, can you imagine that? We hear that all the time. I've heard people say, well, you know, don't you get fluoride from your drinking water? And I'm sure there's probably somewhere where they do that, if not everywhere. But I mean, have you ever heard that? People say that you get fluoride from water. I've heard that several times myself.
Yeah, they were talking about it in several, like in New York. In New York, they have fluoridated water, if I remember correctly. Or they used to.
Yeah, and there's some, actually, I think there may be, and don't quote me on this, because, you know, again, if you're the smartest person in your circle, it's time to get another circle. You know, I always say that. But if there's some bottled water companies that may be adding fluoride to the water, and certainly that can't be healthy. I mean, that just does not sound, you know, healthy anyway. But, you know, adding 90% of the fluoride added to our drinking water comes from extreme toxic waste. Aluminum, fertilizers, heavy metals, things of that nature. That can't be good. I mean, now you're wondering why you can't sleep at night, why you're having headaches, why your thyroid is all out of whack. You know, that's just amazing, alarming statistic to me. 90%.
Yeah, that is incredible.
You know, and that's, you know, again, and I'm quoting and reading from Barbie's book here. Now, you know, again, like I said, we probably need to reach out to him and find out what his take is on other things, because there's, you know, in our lineup, we're going to talk about some other things next week, but it's just amazing to me how the public, you know, we really don't know. You know, we really
yes,
don't
sir.
Know.
Right.
And meanwhile, we just think it's just happenstance, something that just happened. But when I read that, I thought that was something your listeners would be very interested to hear about. It's just, you know, not good. That's something that we're led to believe that it's okay. I remember as a kid, we used to get those little, you used to go to the dentist, they used to give you that fluoride tablet.
Wow.
You just couldn't wait to get.
Tasted good.
Yeah, it tastes good. You know, turned your mouth red, used to get back on the school bus. You know, I remember going on a school trip to the dentist. The whole school goes to kindergarten. They check your teeth and, you know, didn't give you a fluoride tablet.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, they gave it to you and it was supposed to check for plaque or something like that, if
right.
I remember correctly.
Right. You know, maybe fluoride's changed over the years. I doubt it, but maybe that's what the excuse will be. But, you know, it's just, you know, amazing statistics to me that we have these issues and people don't know.
Do you have any information on to how, you know, a person would find it or particular products, tooth products and things like that you know of that don't carry fluoride?
Well, again, there's a lot of, certainly I don't want to endorse one particular product that's on the market, but because there are plenty of toothpastes out there and mouthwashes that don't have fluoride. You know, matter of fact, in preparation for this tonight, I knew this morning, I actually looked at the name of the product that I use, and there's no taste different in the taste at all. You know, it just doesn't have the fluoride. And I thought to myself that I would bring that to your listeners, but certainly you can get toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride from almost anywhere now. You know, any of the major health food grocery store chains, I know you can. And there's, you know, some you may like, some you may not like. But it's not like you even have to get used to the taste. It's no different in the taste. It just doesn't, it's just a fluoride-free toothpaste.
Well, here's an interesting question. For those that, for those of us that, let's say we go to our local store, you know,
right.
And we find a place that doesn't have fluoride in the name, is there any other chemical that you know of right now, and you may not because this is, you know, not a question most people would ask, but is there any other types of product out there that, you know, may have something in it that isn't fluoride, but it's just as bad? Because I noticed that a lot of places, sometimes what they substitute one thing for, they put in something that's even worse.
Right. Well, you know, Dr. Joel Wallach said back in 1993, and you know, I, again, like I said, I listen and I read, and certainly I don't try to endorse anybody that, you know, other than the fact of what they said, and then I've tried to research it myself. But there's something that we add in almost everything in our bathroom is called sodium lauryl sulfate.
Uh-huh.
Sodium lauryl sulfate is one of the things that it makes things bubbly, it makes things fizz, it makes, you know, it gives that extra ingredient. And
uh-huh.
Like, for instance, in shampoo, and I know we're talking about fluoride tonight, but in shampoo, mouthwash, some of the toothpastes, you may find sodium lauryl sulfate in it, and it's been linked to one of the highest causes of cancer.
Wow.
Now, here's my thing, Zeri. They always have a study out there, my question is, who did the study? Because the guy who did the study, whoever paid for the study, they're going to find what they want to find.
Right.
But my thought is, either is going to kill you or make you sick, or it's not. I'd rather be on that side of the fence where I eliminate it so I didn't have to take that 50-50 chance. It's almost like playing Russian roulette. It's, you know, or heads or tails. Either it is or it's not. I'd rather be in that category where I know I eliminated as much of it as possible as I can, so I don't even think about it and try to even worry about it.
Really? So any levels of fluoride are, of course, you don't want any fluoride at all. But is there any levels of fluoride that would be permissible?
I don't know the answer to that question. I just know that I try to eliminate as much as I can.
I understand.
Let's just say I go on a trip and I forget my toothpaste. And downstairs in the hotel, you go down and they only have toothpaste with fluoride. Am I going to not brush my teeth all day? No. I'm going to buy the toothpaste. But you can best believe I'm only going to use it that one day until I get to a place where I can get, you know, where I can get the toothpaste that doesn't have the fluoride.
Understood.
So if that answers your question, you know, I don't want your listeners to say, you know, this guy's, you know, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But I just believe that I'm going to try to do as much preventative measures as I can to stay healthy. And can everyone be like me? Can everybody be like you? No, obviously not. But, you know, there's a such thing called the 90-10 rule. 90% of the time, I'm going to try to my darndest to do what's right. And 10% of the time, I know I'm not. You know? So, you know, if there's any levels that are permissible, you know, that depends on the individual. Some people may have a 70-30, you know, ratio where they say, hey, 70% of the time, I'm going to do the best I can. But the other 30% of the time, I'm just going to let it flow, you know?
I hear you. But you're also putting out a lot of information, like you said, on Designer Fitness on Facebook. You also put out regular information trying to educate people. And actually on the on all of the shows that you do is also, you know, the name, the address, the phone number, and the email for your studio. But I don't think I have your Facebook on there. But anyway, anybody can look that up. Anybody that's a local Facebook guru, you know how to find, you know how to type in Designer Fitness. And since they're in Virginia, if it's the Virginia one, and I only think there's one there, then you definitely would come up with Tony's blog. Also, Tony's going to also be sharing some other information with us in up-and-coming shows, how he may be doing other things that could also benefit those in the community and throughout the United States or anybody actually around the world, since we do have people that listen to the Zurian show that don't even live in the U.S. But anyway, go ahead and continue, please, Tony.
Yeah, I encourage your listeners, you know, to visit my Facebook page. And, you know, obviously, if you know you have Facebook, you know, it's not like you get, you know, we make any money off the Facebook page. And that's certainly not our mission is to do that. But also, you can visit us on Twitter as well. Twitter is DF Wellness. Again, that's DF Wellness. And I encourage your people to ask comments, you know, to question, you know, if they have questions, to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And but I'm also always just a phone call away. And if any of your listeners want to reach me, we're at 1-877-753-0777. That's 1-877-753-0777. I encourage people to call me and or email me or text me or whatever. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter because I want to – information is power. And
yes, sir.
It doesn't cost anything to talk. And there just may be one person out there who has a thyroid issue or they're dealing with high cholesterol or joint pain or just extreme fatigue, because that's something, too, that I mean, man, I'll tell you. We are a go society. And sometimes, you know, you just don't know why you're tired. And I get people all the time that will tell me that, you know, I went to bed early, but I'm still tired. So maybe it's fluoride. maybe it's sleep apnea. Maybe it's something else that we can just pinpoint. And that's what my wellness coaching sessions is all about. You don't have to live in Gainesville. I can Skype. I can do it by phone. But the root cause is getting to the problem and find out what's wrong.
Well, you're definitely ahead of me on the technology thing. I have some people now that are talking about they want to do Skype with me, and I haven't done it yet. So I've got to get on the ticket. I'm usually ahead on technology, but in that particular realm, I'm just not there. But, again, those are great resources that you're offering to every single person that listens. And, you know, I also hope that some people will follow up and take advantage of that. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you know some people out there that need this type of information, that need to lose weight, that want to get in better shape, that want to improve their muscle-to-fat ratio and their endurance and all of that, you know, Tony and Designer Fitness and Wellness Center would be the greatest place for them to go, for them to actually get that information and get that hands-on experience. You know, a lot of us are going to these gyms and we're signing up with these memberships and we're not getting anything out of them. You know, let's go someplace where we're going to at least get a bang for our buck, where it's going to be worth our time, worth our energy, and we're going to get results that we not only not see for 30 days because you just got rid of a bunch of water, but actual results that are actually going to stay with you. You know, create those new habits so that you can grow and develop, and you can be here in the next 10 years, the next 20 years, and so on, and have a better quality of life. So with that, what else, Tone?
Hey, life stands for living in freedom every day, And certainly, if you're not living in freedom, if you're suffering from back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, overweight, the Surgeon General said the biggest concern that he has for the United States of America is the obesity weight. The obesity rate is climbing through the roof. And, you know, thank God for people like yourself. There's a lot of other guys out there, man. Sean Croxton, one of my dudes out in California, they're trying to reach as many people as they can. Certainly, we're trying to do everything we can to make this place a healthier place for us to live. So I applaud you again for what you do. And again, if any of your listeners are have any questions, just hit me up on Facebook, again, on Twitter, and I'll be more than happy to answer those questions.
Roger that. And as always, thank you very much, Tony. We appreciate it. And for all of you on Blog Talk, I want to appreciate you for listening. Whether you're listening to this show live or you're listening to this show recorded, Tony actually means everything that he's saying, so please get in touch with him. Please reach out. Again, it doesn't cost you anything to try to improve your life, but it does cost you something not to try to improve your life and not to create that oneness for yourself and to also take charge of your health, your wealth, and your happiness. And, again, on a spiritual basis, everything comes together. Anyway, Tony, thank you very much for coming on the show. I want to thank you as always because you, of course, always blessed us with a lot of good information that most of us need, and we are thankful for it. So, again,
welcome,
thank
man.
You, Tony, and until
good
next
night.
Tuesday, that's when we're going to have Tony on again, and he's going to share more information with us. Please, again, share that with your friends and families. Thank you, Tony, and you take care.
God bless, man. Take care.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of our show for today. Again, please share the information with other people, and we hope to have you as listeners. Right now we're a little over 8,000 people. Let's go ahead and before the new year comes in, let's get another, 5,000 people on the Zurian Show. Thank you very much, and everybody have a great and blessed day. Take care.